This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The sky was all yellow. It's a bit yellowy today. It's saying something when, you know, you look out at sort of a yellowish gray sky and think, well, better than yesterday. At least it seems like daylight. I don't know.
It's important to point out, though, the air quality is actually worse than yesterday today.
Yes, definitely.
So while it may not look orange, it's actually worse for you.
Less breathable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just looked at purpleair.com and everybody's numbers are terrible. And inland, it's horrendous. Like, I go to purpleair.com, you click the map, takes you right to your house and tells you. Although, Vinny, it turns out Vinny's the Millbrae of today. It's actually sort of fresh air there, which is good news. Ah, paradise. It moves around the state, doesn't it? Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. Oh, Johnny was on fire yesterday. Shot out of a cannon, that guy. Follow the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page and listen to yesterday's podcast to find out who won his official ski team jacket. We told him he's got to start cleaning his closet out. Just start giving us stuff to give away, you know? He's got to have all kinds of stuff there. Old underpants. I don't know. I don't know what he's got
old
in his closet.
Underpants.
I don't know anything. People love Johnny Mosley stuff.
Nobody wants his old underpants. You know, I was
guarantee
thinking...
you someone would enter that contest.
Really?
Sure. It's like something that was worn on an Olympic ass. Come on.
All right.
There'll be someone who wants that. All right. So Johnny Mosley Pod. It comes out every Wednesday. You can find it at RadioAlice.com, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcast from. Around starting with a death. I don't know why this guy, there's no word on a cause of death here, but Ronald Bell, co-founder, he's not Cool, he's Cool's brother, Ronald Bell of Cool and the Gang, died yesterday. He lived in the Virgin Islands, so he moved to an island paradise. He was 68 years old, which the older I get, the less old that seems. Ronald and his brother Robert Cool Bell were among the founders of the band back in 1964. And he is one of the co-writers. He's one of the main guys who composed some of the band's biggest songs. I closed my eyes and said, what are the Cool and the Gang songs? Celebration, Celebrate Good Times, and Ladies Night. Oh, yes, it's Ladies Night. But I can't think of another one. Can you guys
September.
Think of another? No, that's...
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind & Fire. Yeah, I can't think of another song by Cool and the Gang. Like, if you went to a Cool and the Gang show, they'd have to play both those songs five times each and make up the whole set.
Yeah, I don't even know Cool and the Gang then. That's crazy. I know. Those two bands are interchangeable in my head.
And guess it's Ladies' Night.
Oh, what a night.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. So because Cool and the Gang's a band name that you hear. Like, oh, they, you know, it's like a Cool and the Gang party band. But they really only had... Well, they're saying here that they had a song called Cherish, Jungle Boogie, Summer Madness. I'm like, yeah, but Celebrate and Ladies Night. Come on. Those are the ones. So rest in peace, Ronald Bell, the brother of Cool, and the Gang fame. Passed away.
You got Fresh, Bryn?
What's Fresh?
I can pull it.
Says that it's one of their huge hits.
All right, let's hear Fresh and see if we recognize it. We probably would recognize some of these songs, right? I mean, they must have been getting some airplay.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
Oh, I know this, yeah. One thing I can say, ooh, she's very nice.
She's a lady.
Okay, play play Jungle Boogie.
You gotta listen to this chorus first, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Get Down On It. Did you guys mention?
Oh, Get Down On It. That's huge. I forgot all about Get Down On It. How could they not have that in the list here? Jesus. I'm like, Jungle Boogie, I never even heard it. Get Down On It. Get Down On It. That's a good one. You know that one, Nicole? Do you know any of these? Nicole probably doesn't know any of these songs.
I know a couple, but I had no idea who they were sung by.
Yeah. Well, it turns out Cool in the Gang.
Yeah, I learned something new today.
What are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm trying to find, I guess it is right here. Here it is, the main one that we're looking for.
Oh, man. How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance?
There you
by
go.
Standing on the wall.
Get your back up on the wall.
I heard all the people saying, get down on it. Come on,
ooh,
in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Isn't that how, like, sometimes you would go to see a band and you think, oh, I know that one song, and then you don't realize how many songs they have until you start. I guess maybe at a Cool in the Gang concert, I'd know way more songs than I thought I did. What's this one? Is this Jungle Boogie?
This is. That's correct.
I don't think I know this one. Nicole and Jimmy know this one. I don't know that one. No, anyway.
Get down.
Get down. Oh, there you go. Cool in the Gang. Bunch of songs. And living in the Virgin Islands, so congratulations.
What did he die of again?
It doesn't say. Hmm. It's not saying. It died of, you know, whatever gets you in your late 60s, I guess. So, because we need more streaming services, we don't need more streaming services, move aside Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal. The Grammy Museum has its own streaming service coming soon. The Grammy Museum. I will say, there's a couple things on here I was like, oh, that actually does sound pretty good. So, the Grammy Museum announced that they're doing something called Collection Live. It's official online streaming service. It gives fans exclusive access to artist interviews, performances, live streams, in addition to new content. Collection Live. Not a snappy name for a new streaming service, but okay. They're going to release content from the museum's archive. So you'll get some stuff you can't get anywhere else. That might be worth it. They're launching September 17th with a special interview with Billie Eilish. Who just swept all the awards at the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards in January. Mm-hmm. Album, Record, Song of the Year, Trophy for Best New Artist. And then they've got a chat, Collection Live. We'll chat with BTS, the South Korean boy band, the following week on September 24th. It is going to be available on all devices for $2.99 a month or $29.99 a year, which I guess is the bargain. But I just thought, A, I don't need another streaming service. I already subscribed to like three of them. And B, Collection Live. Not catchy. But good luck to them. Grammy Museum rolling out its own streaming service. And they definitely must have archives that are going to be worth your time. So here's some new music. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
This guy, you know, Stranger Things has actually come up a few times in the last few days for me. Like David Harbour got married and, I know what it was. We were trying to think of the song of the summer. We thought maybe Stranger Things would work for that. The kid who plays Steve Harrington, he's the older boy. He winds up working at the ice cream shop.
Yeah.
Right. And he sort of, you know, winds up saving the day, even though he's, you know, the daughter, the girl doesn't, she's not into him anymore. She's into the dark, quiet boy. Anyway, in real life, his name is Joe Keery. And turns out, he is a musician. So move over, Finn Wolfhard. Because Joe Keery has a groovy new track called Keep Your Head Up. And it's about getting yourself.
Oh,
which
really?
Is so awesome. Yeah. So I guess he uses he's got a, you know, music name. It's D-Jo. D-Jo. Maybe he's just D-J-O. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe it's D-Jo. He's got a song called Keep Your Head Up. Here's
maybe
some
it's
just
DJO. You
know, oh, yeah.
DJO. Getting yourself.
Yeah, that's what it says.
My band has a song about getting yourself, and it was called Curled Toes, if you remember that hit.
How could I ever forget it, Vinny? This single, I'll give you some of the lyrics, and then maybe we can listen for these. Gotta love yourself. Go ahead, touch yourself. Just like time alone, your heart belongs to someone else. Yeah. So we can take a listen to this. Apparently, they're calling it here a shimmering single. Did you find it shimmery? Did you find it particularly shimmery?
You know, now that you say all this, I didn't pick up any of that as I was listening to it.
Well, let's give it a listen.
It's pretty groovy. Here it is.
Understand him.
I know it's right.
Yeah, but, you know. I don't love that, but we've certainly heard worse songs on this on these segments.
Sure.
Doesn't work that way. Something's calling me. Something's calling.
Oh, something's coming. Oh.
Something's calling.
Oh, really?
It's calling.
Yeah. Is it your little friend in your pocket? What's calling you? I don't know. Anyway, Stranger Things star Joe Keery, the guy who plays Steve Harrington on the Netflix show, new song, Keep Your Head Up, under the moniker DJO.
DJO.
DJO. Or DJO. We don't know. Monsters and Men. Of Monsters and Men, sorry. They have a new single, and it's called A Visitor.
All right.
They are the Icelandic band. They did a Alice in Wonderland or something for us a few years
ago. Yeah,
there are like 100 people in this band.
They're good. So, I like them.
Sure. You know, they've had plenty of hits. We play a few of their songs on the station. So here's a new song of Monsters and Men, Visitors. So of Monsters and Men, this will be, let's see, it's an upcoming body of work that will be released in early 2021 in celebration of their 10th anniversary. Visitor is available now. The funniest thing is I'm looking at like the promo picture that kind of goes along with this. There's someplace cold for sure. They're dressed like she's got like a sequined orange bodysuit on and they all seem to be in stage wear. And then they have these gigantic parkas pulled with the fur collars pulled on over it. It's just some like it is cold there. So
hard
there you
to be
go.
Fashionable when it's 0 degrees.
It is. It is definitely slightly more difficult when you're freezing. Of Monsters and Men, new song, Visitor. Meghan Trainor has announced it's about to be a very Trainor Christmas. She's got a Christmas album coming out. And she's a wonderful singer. I'm sure these will be fine renditions of Christmas songs that we know and love and probably some new ones too. So there you go, if you're looking forward to the holidays, as I know you do, Vin. And I'm going to end with Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
Marilyn Manson is very
Marilyn
concerned
Manson.
About your state of mind, Vin. He's worried about the psychological effects of lockdown on you. He's got a new album coming out tomorrow. We Are Chaos, it's called, so we'll be listening to that.
Oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. Yep.
Whoa.
So new album tomorrow. And he was, thank you, Marilyn. He was talking to Consequence of Sound. He was asked, you know, his thoughts on how the handling of the pandemic could affect society. And he said, for me, it's a beam of hope that possibly if we all stopped concerning ourselves with focusing on negative elements of our culture in general as Americans, we can try to come together as much as possible. I don't mean to sound like John Lennon, just the concept that if at any time, people of different cultures and different lifestyles, different ages and personalities and sex and race and whatever the case might be, even religion, now would be the time to at least agree that we all need to try to save this together. Just wow.
Marilyn Manson for president.
Yeah,
is he running? Because I am voting for, I am,
could we
there's
all
my
just
vote.
Listen, that seems like it would take a lot of effort and curtail my partying, so I'm going to say no.
But I will be putting out a new record, something of a social conscience, and I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you in lockdown. So there you go. There's
you got to be worried about people in this. This has been the single
horrible.
And it's been absolutely absurd.
And this year
already
is piling
know
on.
relationships are crumbling and people are losing jobs. It's really this is ridiculous.
It is
no
a crazy
question.
Time. All right, Ben, what's coming up?
All right. Well, I got a bunch of stories to get to here, including a woman who tries to hire a hitman.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Well, you might root for her if you when you find out. Yeah, you'll be
what
rooting for this
do?
Lady, maybe. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.